Today, my dear faithful, is the eighth Sunday after Pentecost. It is also the feast of St. Dominic. The epistle for the Mass is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, chapter 8. Brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you shall die. But if by the Spirit you mortify the deeds of the flesh, you shall live. For whosoever are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again in fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. For the Spirit himself giveth testimony to our spirit that we are the sons of God. And if sons, heirs also, heirs indeed of God, and joint heirs with Christ. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 16. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. There was a certain rich man who had a steward, and the same was accused unto him that he had wasted his goods. And he called him and said to him, How is it that I hear this of thee? Give an account of thy stewardship, for now thou canst be steward no longer. And the steward said within himself, What shall I do, because my Lord taketh away from me the stewardship? To dig I am not able, to beg I am ashamed. I know what I will do, that when I shall be removed from the stewardship, they may receive me into their houses. Therefore, calling together every one of his Lord's debtors, he said to the first, How much dost thou owe, my Lord? But he said, 100 barrels of oil. And he said to him, Take thy bill and sit down quickly and write 50. Then he said to another, And how much dost thou owe? Who said, 100 quarters of wheat. He said to him, Take thy bill and write 80. And the Lord commended the unjust steward for as much as he had done wisely. For the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. And I say to you, make unto you friends of the mammon of iniquity, that when you shall fail, they may receive you into everlasting dwellings. Thus far the words of the Holy Gospel. And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Words taken from the Gospel of the Feast of the Most Holy Rosary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear faithful, one of the greatest saints of the 12th century was St. Dominic, whose feast we celebrate today. Now, in the 12th century, a terrible heresy known as the Albigensian heresy threatened the church. This heresy caused chaos because of its wicked beliefs, which led men to practice sin without restraint. Seeing the devastation that was being wrought on its account, St. Dominic eagerly sought a means to end this heresy and to save Christendom and the souls being lost. This is what he did. One day he went to a forest near the city of Toulouse. There he spent 3 days and nights in unceasing prayer and penance, begging God for a way to combat the evil. After the third day, his prayers were answered in a miraculous way. This is what happened. Our Lady appeared to St. Dominic, accompanied by three angels. Dear Dominic, she said, do you know which weapon the Blessed Trinity wants to use to reform the world? Oh, my Lady, answered St. Dominic, you know far better than I. Then Our Lady replied, I want you to know that in the war against heresy and sin, the weapon God wants to use to reform the world is the rosary. Then she gave to St. Dominic the rosary, and she commanded him to preach it to the world. As a result of this vision, St. Dominic was filled with love for Our Lady, and he was consumed by a burning zeal to spread this prayer throughout the world. With great love, he preached unceasingly this new devotion. Soon, multitudes of Catholics all over France were praying the rosary for the conversion of the Albigensians and for the end of the heresy. And not long after, through the power of this prayer, many Albigensians returned to the faith, and the heresy came to an end. My dear friends, the Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary is, after the Mass, the most powerful prayer that you have. It is, of course, directed to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. And who is there who is more qualified to obtain God's graces for us than God's own mother? Even in heaven, Mary is still the mother of God. And our Lord, being the perfect son, still obeys his mother. A simple wish of his mother is to him a command. Thus, when we seek God's help through Mary's favorite prayer, we cannot but be heard. Every time we pray the rosary, we say the Hail Mary 53 times. And each Hail Mary is both a salutation of praise to our Blessed Mother and a plea for her help. We salute her with the words of the Archangel Gabriel, those glorious words which God himself inspired the angel to say, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." In each Hail Mary, we repeat these beautiful and sublime words. These words of praise which proclaim how pleasing Mary is in God's eyes. Then after saluting her, we go on to beg Mary's help by asking her to pray for us now and at the hour of our death. And we can be sure that the greatest of God's creatures, she who is blessed among women, will not turn a deaf ear to her children, who repeatedly praise her and seek her in this way. Moreover, Mary has the means to help us like no other of God's creatures can. For, my dear friends, Mary is the mediatrix of all graces. By mediatrix, we mean that each and every grace we receive comes to us through the hands of Mary. For this reason, many saints refer to Our Lady as an aqueduct of grace. Just as an aqueduct brings water from its source to many people in the lands below, so too does Our Lady bring us all graces from the source of all grace, her divine Son. And these she distributes to us pilgrims down here in this valley of tears. Thus, by going to Our Lady, we will be able to draw forth from her hands God's graces in abundance. And there is no better way to win her help than by asking her through her rosary. How in need, my dear faithful, we are of God's help today. If things were bad during the life of Saint Dominic, how much worse they are now. Today, there is the universal loss of faith and morals, especially since Vatican II. There is the godless mindset that has infected society and allowed sinful lifestyles to flourish in our midst. The world seems to have become an arid desert, parched of God's life-giving water. Nevertheless, through Our Lady, our world can be restored to the life of grace, for she is our channel, our supply line, our aqueduct. We need only to go to her to draw forth that life-giving water which flows from her divine Son. But for this to happen, we must pray her rosary. No matter how evil the days are, the solution is still the same, as Our Lady told Saint Dominic. Our Lady said, "I want you to know that in the war against heresy and sin, The weapon God wants to use to reform the world is the rosary. We, my dear faithful, can defeat the errors and overcome the sins of our time with this same weapon. And the rosary is not only a weapon in this regard, but is also a powerful means to help us carry the crosses of our daily lives. It is a powerful means to defeat the temptations and sins which we struggle against. It is a powerful means to win the grace of conversion for our family members or friends. It is our great means to help our loved ones who have passed on and to release the poor souls from purgatory. For all our trials in this life, whatever they may be, the rosary is the answer. But in order to access the power of the rosary, in order that we may be partakers of its countless blessings, we must make a sincere effort to pray the rosary every day and to pray it well. We cannot just pray it once or twice and then put it aside, or every now and again, whenever it fits our schedule, but daily. We must pray the rosary daily. Our Heavenly Mother gave us her favorite prayer for a reason, and it was not so that our beads could sit idly on our dressers and our dashboards. No, she gave us this weapon so that we would use it, and we need to use it because we are all at war. As long as there is life left in us, the world, the flesh, and the devil will not cease their assaults against us. Therefore, we must always have our weapon at hand. But what good is a weapon if we do not use it and use it properly? If we neglect the solution Our Lady gave us, how can we expect victory? How can we not run to our mother every day, rosary in hand, to show her our love and seek her assistance? How can we be accounted as faithful sons and daughters if we speak to her one day and ignore her the next? Now, many may say that there is not enough time in the day to pray the rosary, that their lives are too busy with other things. But, my dear friends, we always seem to have so much time for everything else, for all of those things that we want to do. Can we not find 15 minutes out of 24 hours to give to our mother? Therefore, dear faithful, resolve in your hearts never to let a day pass without praying Mary's rosary. And resolve to pray it well and to persevere in this practice. For by so doing, you will, as we pray, imitate what it contains and obtain what it promises. Let us then take up that weapon which Our Lady gave to Saint Dominic, that weapon which, as Our Lady said, the Blessed Trinity wants us to use to reform the world. And in this way, we will reform our lives and do our part to reform our world. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.